Hey there, this is Erin Nicole, creator of the Move Happy Movement. I'm so excited to have you listen as a part of my podcast. So what I do on this podcast, I interview different leaders in mindset, community, and fitness. And they share their practical strategies for the industry that they work in specifically. It's also a platform for them to share if they sell a product or service or if they're trying to build their brand so that that way you can connect with them if you find meaning in their story and you want to know more about them. I also do a little bit of singing on my show. Those of you that follow me on other channels, I always say, don't forget to tell someone you love them today. So this is me actually singing it. And I'm so excited and honored that you're taking the time to listen. If you find any value in any of my episodes, or especially this one that you're about to listen to, please rate it, subscribe, and please share with your friends and family. My goal and my mission is to empower people to move them away from depressed states towards their own happiness through mindset, community, and fitness. Won't you please join me on this journey? On today's podcast, I interview Alice Aspinall, who has a bachelor's in education. She's a Portuguese-Canadian secondary mathematics educator out of Ontario, Canada. Alice is a strong advocate of the growth mindset. She is continually looking for ways to build young people's confidence in math and to make math fun, challenging, and satisfying. Her innovative lessons and her dedication in the classroom have made a positive impact on her students' attitudes towards math. Alice is also a champion for females in STEM. By encouraging girls to pursue science and mathematics both in high school and in post-secondary education. Check it out. All right, I am so excited to have Alice Aspinall here on the Move Happy podcast from Everyone Can Learn Math on Instagram. Super excited. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today.
Hi, Erin. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Tell everybody where you're tuning in from.
Well, I live in Ontario, Canada, close to the city of Windsor, just outside, and that is across the border from Detroit, if you know Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, that's so neat. So neat. I can't wait to visit. What's the weather like?
The weather, I think this is our first sunny day with no rain in about 2 months.
Oh my gosh.
We've had terrible weather, so much rain. I don't know where all this rain is coming from, but it's crazy. Today it's nice and sunny, but I think tomorrow we're back to rain.
Well, I'm glad that you're able to take, you know, and I'm honored that you're taking some time away from the sunshine.
Yes, no problem. No, my pleasure.
So for those who don't know who you are, why don't you tell us a quick background of, you know, how you got to be so passionate about math and all things math related?
Yes. So I'm a high school math teacher by day, but my Everyone Can Learn Math brand and book stemmed from a passion that is not high school related at all, although math related. I have young children. So my children are 4 and 6 years old, and I have a lot of friends with young children also. And I'm hearing a lot of really negative math talk. Mm. And it's really upsetting to hear people saying things like they were really bad at math, their kids are going to be bad at math. And we're sort of perpetuating this stigma about math onto our children when they don't even know any better.
So
I wanted, I'm trying to stop this among my friends. You know, in high school, I hear it also from parents and from the teenage students. So I'm trying to stop this negative math talk and really try to harness some love for math. So I was looking for a children's book to recommend to somebody about enjoying math and learning math, sort of like when you're potty training your child, you get them a book about a story a story with someone potty training. And when your child is about to become a big sister, you get them a book about becoming a big sister. So, you know, like those motivational stories that we get for our children.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find a book like what I was looking for anywhere. I looked and I looked and I couldn't find one. And so I did, you know, what every sane person does. And I thought, well, how hard can it be? I'll just write my own.
There you go.
Yeah. So it turns out it's a lot of work, and but it's out there. And so now I have this beautiful children's picture book, and it's motivational, and it's about learning math, and that everybody can learn math, and there's no such thing as a math person. It's mm-hmm. more about, it's about perseverance and practice and sticking things out, hard work, and that sort of thing. So that's where I'm at now. So I kind of do math from kindergarten age, actually preschool age up to grade 12 now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's such a big spectrum. That's so cool. I love it.
Yes, it gives me a lot of perspective, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So and you touched on it a little bit. One of the pillars of Move Happy is really about keeping a positive mindset. So what are some strategies from your experience? I know you kind of touched on the language we use.
Yes.
What strategies that you could share with our audience, whether it's parents or maybe other teachers that, you know, specialize in math?
Yes. The message that I'm always trying to send is the idea of the growth mindset in learning math. And this idea really came from, or the person that's really pioneered the growth mindset in math is a professor at Stanford University named Jo Bowler. She has a book called Mathematical Mindsets. Maybe you've heard of it. And that came from Carol Dweck's book called Mindsets.
Yes. Love her.
So, right. So then, it all really comes from Carol Dweck's book. And then it was Jo Bowler, and she's really done amazing things for the math community and lots of research around the fact that a growth mindset in math really can improve achievement and allow students to achieve. And so when we're talking about a growth mindset in math, we're not talking about believing that everybody is going to get a 95%. That's not really what this is. So I think that sometimes that turns people off. It's more about you are where you are now, and with that positive mindset, you will improve. So it's about improvement, and everybody's improvement, level of improvement is different. And everybody's going to reach a point of achievement that's different than someone else. But the point is that growth, right? Getting better.
Yes, I love that. And in order to see that improvement, we have to measure it as well. So,
right.
Yes, that's fantastic.
So the language is probably the number one thing if we're talking about strategies. How we talk about math around our children is very important. And I'm talking starting from birth. In the same way that we view literacy and we read to babies, right when they're born, we read to babies because of all the research that suggests that the more you read, then the better vocabulary and more intellectual our kids will be. The same thing goes for numeracy. So we need to be doing things right from birth with our children that help them realize that math is all around us and it's a normal part of our lives. And it's not just something we do when you get to school and it's a subject that you learn about in a desk.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's probably the number one thing, starting at a very young age.
Love it.
Right?
Love it.
Shapes, really good. Patterns, logic.
Yes. Love that. And getting the parents on board too, really.
Yes.
Like, awesome. Love that. So second strategy and really pillar of Move Happy, you touched on it again, great transition, is about building strong communities. What kinds of strategies, tips do you have either for math teachers or for parents that maybe teach at home and want to, you know, help their children improve their math skills? Like, how can we build strong communities there?
I think that the internet now allows us to have so many resources at our fingertips to get new ideas if we're lacking. So if we're looking for ways to talk about math and talk about numbers with our children, then there's a multitude of resources available online to help us do that. There is a hashtag that I follow in the Twitter world and Instagram world. It's the acronym for Talking Math With Your Kids. So hashtag TMWYK. And there's a big group of people dedicated to posting ideas on how to spark math conversations with your children. So that's a free resource. There are resources from an organization called Bedtime Math. Mm-hmm. And they post on Instagram and Twitter also, I think, a daily prompt for talking math with kids. It's a picture. There's Math Before Bed, and it's a book, but there's also lots of online resources, again, with images and missing shapes, missing numbers, and sort of reasoning skills that you can talk through. And there are resources to help you with the discussions as well. So there's a whole world of math resources out there to help us get our children talking about math and comfortable with math. And most of them are free. I should mention that too. It's not like we have to spend money to do so. Most things are available and are for free.
Love it. Those are great resources. Thank you for that. Excellent. Third pillar of Move Happy is, of course, about movement. So I know being a teacher and working your little side business as well, like, you've got to be super busy. So what are some of your favorite physical activities or sports or dances, anything to move your body that A, don't cost a lot, and B, that you really enjoy doing that really help you either with your math or just in general help you be
right?
Healthier.
I think it's all about maintaining a healthy mind and finding things that let you let go of some of your anxiety and tension. Mm-hmm. And so right now, I have to be honest, in the summer, I'll be a little bit freed up. But right now I need to find time to build in my physical activity with my children at home. So mm-hmm. we do walks, they ride their bikes, I walk or speed walk beside them. We've been doing yoga. I love yoga. And my son at preschool, they have been doing yoga Fridays. So he's been learning a whole lot of yoga poses, which makes me happy. So, you know, he'll lie down on the floor and say, "Look, happy baby."
Oh my gosh.
And I'll say, "Yeah, let's do it together." Or he'll lie down and say, "Okay, now we do Shavasana." And I'm like, "Yeah, me too."
Shavasana.
Right? Cool. It's so funny. Oh my gosh. So cute. So he actually knows, they're teaching him a lot of the real poses, because in the past, I know when they do yoga at school, they kind of mask it with like animal names or something. But he's been learning a lot of real actual poses, and it's been a lot of fun. So we do that. We do that a lot. And then if I'm able to put in a workout on my own in terms of like high intensity, I like a good kettlebell workout.
Yeah.
Which is easy to do at home.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Great ideas. And that's so, I love that.
It's my little yogi. He said, "Can we do a yoga class together?" So we'll have to look for that for the summer.
Oh my gosh. I love it. I love yoga on YouTube with Adrian, but in person is fantastic as well.
YouTube, if we're talking about kids and you want to do stuff with your kids, they've got good kids YouTube channels for mm-hmm. yoga. Some really fun ones. So look I can't name one right now off the top of my head, but they have some good ones out there. Search for them and you'll see what I mean. Some fun yoga on YouTube for kids.
Awesome. Thank you for that. That's such a good resource. And then So you're super busy. You're a mom, you're teaching, you're also running your business. What are you working on? I know, as far as your business, like what can we do to support you? Like what's your main focus right now that the Move Happy community can support you with?
Well, my main goal here is to get that children's book out there and obviously to sell copies. But I have it associated with a brand. So I have my website, everyoneCanLearnMath.com. It has a wealth of information there. I've created some resources for parents and maybe some educators also on ideas at different ages, what you can do to start talking about math with your kids. So there's a flow chart on there. And then there are some posters with some positive math talk versus negative math talk. So there's a lot of free resources on the website available for anyone looking for some very quick, easy ideas to start building that positive math talk with their children instead of the negativity that they might be used to or doing without thinking about it. Mm-hmm. So if you want to pay a visit to my website, I would be really thrilled about that. If you'd like to sign up for my mailing list, then I send out resources and news and interesting things about what's going on with the book and my book signings and stuff periodically. So that would be great also. And then I'm constantly sharing on my social media platforms. So I have a Twitter. Twitter for my book is at @EveryoneCanMath. And then on Instagram and Facebook at @EveryoneCanLearnMath. So if you want to give me a follow, I would appreciate it. And you'll get resources and ideas all the time. Like yesterday I shared about working with puzzles with kids to build up some logic and reasoning skills. So periodically I post some ideas for parents to work with their kids.
I love it. And everyone needs to follow her right now. I've already shared your channel with my brother.
Oh, wonderful.
He's always been spectacular with math. And my niece, who's 7, is pretty good at math, but we also always want to encourage her to continue with that growth, right? That growth mindset.
Yes, so. For sure. Well, it doesn't hurt. I can also mention that this is not associated with my book, but I do have run a YouTube channel, but this is for like secondary algebra type math.
Ooh.
So youtube.com/Mrs. A Loves Math. Is my YouTube channel, and that's pretty, it's helpful for the older kids. So I'll give you something for the younger ones and something for the older ones.
Love it. Love it. And is that, so you said algebra, is that like maybe middle school, high school range?
Yeah, I would say middle school to high school. I struggle with that because in the US, the standards are a bit different than in Ontario. So it's hard sometimes for me to connect it to the US, but we're talking algebra, mostly algebra concepts, and okay. And I think that like upper middle school to high school level would Perfect. Probably be right.
Love it. And I already am thinking of people to share it with. So
thank you. Oh, fantastic. Don't expect something fancy though. These are low budget videos, but they're helpful. They're helpful.
You know what? The number one thing is that there's resources and you're sharing them. I think that's the most important thing. Our world is really able to be connected through the internet and through YouTube and through people that really care about making a difference in this world. And that's what you're doing. So
isn't it amazing what we have available at our fingertips? Like, it's incredible.
So amazing. Absolutely. Awesome. Awesome. Well, everyone needs to follow her channel. Everyone Can Learn Math, Instagram, Facebook. Everyone Can Math on Twitter, correct?
Yes. The character limit.
I know.
Thank you. Yes. And please do check out the book. It's on all online book retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and anywhere you can think of. It's available on everything, and you can get it in paperback or hardcover, and you can also get ebook, though I'm told the ebook is not as fun for children.
Okay, that's good feedback. And if we have listeners that are tuning in Canada, when's your next book signing?
Oh, good question. So I just did one this last Saturday at an Indigo. So Indigo is our version of like Barnes and Noble. I just did one and I'm booking now into July, but I don't have a final, I don't have a set date. So look out on my social media for that. And I'm actually hoping to get to Toronto. So that'll be a bigger city for me.
Yeah, that's super populated. That would be perfect for you. Awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
And then our last question is always a silly one, just so that our audience can really connect you on a personal level, a little bit more about you. So if you could be any, or if you could have, excuse me, any superpower, what superpower would you have and why?
If I could have any superpower, I would choose to be, to have the ability to become invisible when I want to.
Okay.
I always think like that, the saying of being a fly on the wall, is so intriguing. Like I'd love to see what happens behind closed doors sometimes with conversations. I think that, you know, talk about invasion of privacy, right? But you know, sometimes you just really want to know what is actually happening when you're not there. And I would love to be able to be privy to some conversations. That would be really fun.
Love it. I love it. Must be really good at details and paying attention to things.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you so much for being again a guest here on the Move Happy podcast. This has been great. Everyone needs to tune into your channels, buy your book, order it, get you to sign it for an extra fee, right?
Yeah, you'll have to contact me directly if you want it signed. That's going to be a little deal we have to work out.
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. Well, thank you. This has been super fun.
Thank you so much, Erin. It's been a blast. I really appreciate you and having me on.
Thanks so much for listening to the Move Happy podcast. If you found any value in this whatsoever, I would love it and be so honored if you would share it with a friend or family member. If you have social media, definitely want to share it on your channel. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. See you next week, guys.